Here's that champagne you ordered, Mr. Simpson.
Oh, thanks. Here.
Wow, an award statue! Oh, it's a Grammy.
Hey, don't throw your garbage down here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I am, as always, I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara.
I'm back, baby.
Back in a big way. We haven't recorded in a while.
I know. You've been all over the damn country.
I've been all over the globe. And by the globe, I mean within
the country.
And we are, of course, joined by the Wolf of Dog Street. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, the Dog of Wolf Street, Tim McLaughlin.
What's up?
I decided I'm going to start calling you the Dog of Wolf Street, and I'm the Wolf of Dog Street.
So that makes you better than me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. Damn.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. Yeah, we took, sorry, sincerely, for the hiatus we took. I was a little overambitious in what I thought I could achieve. I thought that I would be able to publish our episode while I was in New Orleans.
Now, I think it was a good idea to say you were going to be in New Orleans and taping a comedy special, and
yes,
you would be thinking about the podcast the whole time.
Yeah.
I think that was fair to assume.
I definitely owed that to the listener,
yep,
and I owed that to you, Tommy, and I apologize. I should have stopped in the middle of taping my half hour.
Oh, shit, does anyone have a laptop?
Are you guys piss freaks, or... Wait, keep talking, Tommy.
I was going to say... Hello?
I just like hearing you talk.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's sure cute.
You were going to say...
Oh, a lot of listeners have been mailing me tears because that week we missed.
Man, I was going to try to stretch this into the take a knee. Post an episode? No, my ass. I will not post an episode. I do apologize, though. I was filming a Comedy Central half hour. I appreciate all the messages that people sent. It was a good time. I will have you know I did dab at the end of my special, so look out for that. I've been really dabbing
horrifying
a lot lately. Did you say truly? Oh, yeah, Tim was there.
I was there.
Tim made the trip.
Tom got a standing ovation. I refused to stand. I was taking a knee myself and protested Tom's shitty comedy.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
I think you suck.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as it's for that reason.
But we're friends, so I win.
That's
a bunch
nice
of people came. It was very nice. We got lit up for a long time.
Yep.
And then I decided to, you know, relax after by going to Las Vegas.
New Orleans and Las Vegas in a 2-week stretch is one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
It was very stupid. I don't know what I was thinking. I am fucking so exhausted, but I'm happy to be back. And we got a very special episode for you guys.
Now, you guys know that we all love the Grammys. And,
sure. Did we all watch it last night?
No.
No, none of us here.
Did I see a bunch of articles about it and not click on any of them? Yes.
Oh, that's good. I saw one tweet.
What did the tweet say?
Something about Alicia Keys flexing playing dueling pianos.
Well, she played two pianos at the same time.
That's sick as hell.
That
yes
is pretty cool. I'm happy for...
Casey Musgraves won Album of the Year, I'm
Do
pretty
you like
sure.
Casey
I love Casey Musgraves.
Is that a comic?
Yeah, that's it's you're thinking of Casey James Salengo,
former
guest who defended Journey. Check that episode out. We gotta have him back.
Yeah,
why do we keep having Tim on? We have such talented Casey James Salengo in this town.
Well, he don't live here
in our apartment. That is true.
Yeah,
it is very easy on days like this to just book from within. The guests are coming from inside the house. Yeah, so we decided that it would be fun in the nature of this podcast and in, you know, topical fashion to do an episode about the worst Grammys performances, and I'm going to stretch this out to moments
okay
of all time, only because much harder to find this than I thought. The Grammys Turns out they're very strict about their licensing. A lot of the clips that I thought we'd be able to find, not as easy as I had hoped, but we found some fun stuff.
I will say before we get into it that when I was just typing in bad, I was trying to type in bad Grammy moments and it autocorrected to bad grandmas, and I've been reading about this movie, Bad Grandmas, for the last 10 minutes.
What? Is it a real movie that exists? Or
Bad
is
Grandmas
out?
Is a real movie from 2017.
And, is it Spike Jones playing his grandma character from Jackass? Like,
no, it's unrelated to Bad Grandpa.
It's not in the Bad Grandpa family?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, this is a totally different family, but they're also bad. The plot is that two or four grandmas murder a con man.
Two or four? Wait, they couldn't decide? No.
Is it the plot was written by a guy who didn't see the movie?
I just couldn't remember. Okay, four grandmothers accidentally kill a con man. When his partner shows up, things go south quickly. Because they have not gone south yet when they murdered the guy.
Just like old people to go south.
Oh, got him.
So I was reading the reviews. Most of them are one star, and then there's one that's 10 out of 10.
Oh.
And the title of that review is I'm in this movie. Which is my favorite thing in the world. This guy, he says, yeah, so I play Travis in the movie. I did the part when I was 12. I'm 16 now, and let me tell you, this movie is full of family fun. I really enjoyed my time, and it's worth the watch. So
that's true. Murder is family fun.
What, did the guy who runs Ignite Hospitality cast this movie? You have to go through. That's really inside.
Tom, you're gonna burn our bridge, bro.
I have to explain the joke I just made for the list. There's a guy who runs a thing where if you could book a hotel if you're an entertainer of some kind for like 25% of the normal rate, but you have to write reviews for that hotel. Wait. So the joke that I'm making is that this casting director casts you, and then you have to write reviews of the film.
I did find one. There's one other 10-star review, and this is what it is.
Oh, no.
You know why I like it? Because you don't see older woman killing people. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Yeah. Written by my grandma.
By the way, 10 stars. What is this, The Big Dipper?
Wow. Is The Big Dipper 10 stars?
I mean, it's probably a lot of stars. I mean, usually it's out of 5.
Well, there's four.
Are you doing the math right now? I have a feeling it's a lot, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, speaking of stars, the stars were all out for the Grammys, music's biggest night.
But we know about that because we read about it. Oh, no, we didn't. I watched a small 2-minute clip right before this and didn't finish it.
Oh, good.
Apparently, Cardi B won big. Casey Musgraves, like you said. My girlfriend, by the way, this morning texted me that she loves Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
You're a fan. I listened to a couple songs. I couldn't get into it, but I'm going to try again.
Give it another shot.
Are you
Christmas
the listener?
Also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you the listener, a Casey Musgraves fan? Tweet at us and tell us, hey, Tom, here are some songs you should listen to that'll get you into Casey, you know? I like Casey and JoJo. Is that related to this
nope.
at all? Oh, okay. There was a moment in New Orleans, by the way, where I don't know if you were in the room for this, Tim. You might have been taking a shit or something.
That
but it
sounds
was,
right.
So we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl because we thought that, one, we stretched out the trip. It was just an extra like day to stay after the parties and stuff to watch the Super Bowl there. And we all thought that New Orleans was going to be in the Super Bowl. We're going to talk more about this on the Patreon episode,
right.
I think. But, yeah, we thought that we just stayed an extra day. But in the hotel, the Super Bowl was so boring that there was a little while where me and Connor were just singing Brian McKnight's Back to One to my girlfriend.
That's right. I was down getting sodas for everyone.
That's right.
So
yes.
that you guys could mix your whiskey around.
That's
like
true. That was what it was.
Dirty alcoholics. And I was, and then I came back up and you guys were singing and I wanted to leave.
But yeah, we sang Casey and JoJo's All My Life. Not as easy to sing as you'd think. The build for that song, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a karaoke singer, do not pick All My Life because you're going to spend about 3 minutes sitting there waiting for it to start up.
You're going to pray for another song, I'll tell you that.
I pray for another song. That took me a second to find you. But yes, it is true. The stars were out last night for the Grammys. Yeah, but we looked up some of the worst moments. Is there any was there anything from this year's Grammys that struck you in the tweets that we read about them in the joke allusions in the like 12 hours later jokes? You know when you look on Twitter and somebody clearly made a joke for everybody who's watching the Grammys at that second.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You see those, and you're like, wonder what happened there. Hey guys, if you're live tweeting, clean it up. clean up the mess afterwards. Delete some of those tweets.
Yeah, you got to delete after for sure.
So no, I saw that Michelle Obama came out. That's pretty exciting.
But, oh, did she? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, I mean, I want my Grammys fair and balanced. Where's Ivanka? You know.
Thank you.
You know, until it's fair and balanced, I'm boycotting the Grammys.
And you know that Ivanka is the daughter, right?
Yeah. But. More like the wife, yep. Am I right?
Thank you.
Someone called Glenn Close. The wife.
Somebody called Glenn Beck.
All right.
Albert Nobbs.
So,
this is the best episode of our podcast.
I'm having a great time. I really missed doing this.
I literally know nothing about the Grammys. I'm sitting here very quietly because...
What we decided to do, I looked up lists of the worst moments and the worst performances at the Grammys. Like I said, the Grammys licensing makes things very difficult, but some of the worst things I found were... one thing that everybody seemed to agree on, or a few different lists, was Outkast 2004 performance of Hey Ya.
Oh, wow.
Any chance you can Google that real fast for me? Because the thing is, we're going to have to switch this chord around a bit. But apparently they came out dressed as Native Americans or something, and so that wasn't good. And apparently it sounded terrible, which is surprising because, you know, we all love the one and only Andre 3000 quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And, hey, Big Boy's not so too shabby himself.
No,
he
ain't.
Me. The other thing we found that I found is Nicki Minaj's Roman Holiday performance is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
We'll pull that one up soon enough.
Do you think they didn't understand that they couldn't dress as Native Americans because they're ATLians?
That might be the problem.
They don't understand the rules of Earth.
That could be it.
Is that something?
Is that something? If you think that was something, tweet at us. Let's see here. This episode is going to be a little clunky with us searching stuff because YouTube is not friendly to Grammys performances. I will say, in the meantime, I might pull up this.
Could you go on CBS.com?
Maybe, but I think you have to have like an account.
Oh, that's right. All access CBS. What? Who does CBS think they are?
That's a good question.
Make me pay $5 a month to see their shit. I don't give a fuck about your shit.
My stepdad wanted to buy all the episodes of Two and a Half Men. Speaking of that, that's a CBS show, correct?
I believe it is. Yeah, I think so.
He wanted all the episodes of Two and a Half Men on DVD. And it's like, they play that shit all the time. But if you want to buy them on DVD, each season is like $40. Right. It's crazy because it's fucking CBS, man.
Right. Sorry, I was taking my jacket off. I just started talking like I didn't have a mic. I'm an idiot. Yeah. What? Why would you? They just show that shit on the what? What is that like? There's like the CW, but then there's also like the My Indie TV, and then like in Chicago, it's like the My. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's like the My Channel or whatever, and it's just a channel of reruns. Of shows that were on 4 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. It's all constant. It's very annoying. Any luck over there?
I think I found it.
All right, let's see what we got.
This might dox me.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I hate
shit.
1999, the eve of the year 3000. Mother Earth is
so this is Jack Black introducing
the hills and the valley once filled with the beauteous sounds and how they found and silent. Music has lost its muse. There's no singing, no dancing, no smiling, no individual styling, but there is hope. From across the universe, a rebel band of outcasts has arrived, bringing with them the hopes and dreams of a new generation. A generation imbued with the spirit of song and the true rhythm of life. One can only hope that their arrival will signal the dawn.
Yeah.
are definitely restless.
The giant
one, two, three. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's sexy.
Don't try to fight the feeling, just the thought alone is killing me.
With a full Native American headdress.
I gotta say, so far, this doesn't seem bad.
I think that DJ's name is Spinning Discs.
Hold for it.
Oh, God.
Is that bad?
You think you've got it? Oh, you think you've got it? Just don't get into there's nothing at all. We get together. We get together. But separate songs. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
It's also hard to tell with daily motions.
Well, now he has a full band.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Because I like Outkast so much, this isn't bothering
me. No, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
I think it's more the racial.
The green shit is the thing that bothered people and the Native American touch. And I'll agree, that's probably not great.
You think Lucy Liu was excited when she heard her name in this song?
I bet she was pretty excited.
I would have been. That's fucking Lucy Liu.
Like Beyonce's and Tim McLaughlin's.
I'd have been like, damn, I could fuck Andre 3000. Then I would have done it.
You should be able to pay a small fee to, you know, have your name in a song.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they have that cameo shit now.
You know what? Let's make that part of our... We're going to add a new Patreon level where if you give us a certain amount, we'll just say your name every once in a while in the podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, this is weird. Elizabeth Warren is on stage?
Whoa.
Vote for Warren.
Oh, we got to pick a candidate to back soon, by the way.
Yeah, it's about time.
Stand By Your Band has been stunningly silent on the 2020 race so far.
We should do a live from the debates episode.
Yeah, you think we can get press passes for those debates?
I bet I could get us press passes.
Is that right?
My friend has a LA Weekly email. It got us press passes to the porn convention.
You try and use this for everything.
Yeah.
And the porn convention is a lot easier to get into than presidential debates.
Okay, first of all, you'd think that. You'd think that just because everyone at the porn convention was wearing sweatpants. I think it's similarly as hard to get into.
Did you have a good time at the porn thing?
I didn't really like it, no.
Yeah.
It was lit like a cafeteria, and that bummed me out.
Ah. Wait, are you saying lit like the cool way?
No, it was not. No, everyone was in sweatpants, and I think I saw Gallagher.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I go, Gallagher, and he goes, and he gave me a mean look. It looked exactly like Gallagher.
Turned out it was just Gallagher 2. Oh.
If Dave Metz was alive, we could call him. But he's dead.
Sorry.
I'm trying. Anyway, R.I.P. to
rest in pee.
That's your freak.
I'm gonna pull up. I have another one right here. So this is. Oh shit! Not to go to Facebook too early, but this is one that I happen to have pulled up already, and I thought that it was interesting. I don't need that. Oh wait, yes, I do. I was wrong.
Oh, there's
I
one
was,
right there.
Oh shit! This is our buddy Django Gold informed me of this one. And I vaguely remembered it, but it's Linkin Park with Jay-Z, which is, you know, odd, I guess. But they did an album together, so not that weird. But the third part is what makes this weird. It's Paul McCartney jumps in.
Really?
Yes, yeah, wow. To sing.
The big three.
I feel like if I was Paul McCartney, I would have been. If they were like, we want you to perform with Jay-Z, I would have been like, okay, that sounds pretty good. Jay-Z's like, good, you know? But then if they were like, in Linkin Park, I would have been like, that's kind of insulting, don't
or
you
like,
think?
Or like, who is... I mean, the comments would harshly disagree with you on this video. Everyone in these comments is like, Linkin Park and Paul McCartney rule. Tell Jay-Z to
racism.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I know. So this is the first part. It's just Jay-Z and Chester Bennington.
Yeah,
and they—I honestly—I liked this album when it came out.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was—I'm into this.
I think everyone like our age had this Linkin Park album.
It was awesome. But I'm gonna skip forward to the part where
I really wish if it was just Paul McCartney going, "What the hell are you waiting for?"
No, unfortunately. They start singing Yesterday, and then Paul McCartney comes out, but it's still Jay-Z and Chester.
Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you.
Read
a couple of hits. Look how they wave to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, the only thing that lungs get sore, yours truly.
I think Jay-Z rules. All my troubles seem so far
away.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Suddenly,
I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me.
That's right.
Our yesterday can suddenly. She had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
That's right.
Now I need a place to hide away.
That's right. Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree?
Yeah, when you read the
comments are brutal.
The comments are insane, and they all seem so racist because
yeah.
It's like, keep this black guy out of our white music.
Yeah, yeah. It says most random collab, but it works. This person wrote, but then this guy writes, "Could Jay-Z just be quiet for a second, please?"
Oh no,
that's not nice. Jay-Z lyrics, yeah, that's right.
I really just wish it was Paul McCartney doing Linkin Park songs.
That would be much
crawling
better.
In my skin.
That would have been amazing.
Every second I take. The performance wasn't bad. It's just random as hell. It says two true musicians, and then there's a third guy saying, yeah, that's right. Damn. Sound guy should have cut Jay's mic. Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
I think that's the Grammys MO, though, is they just do like the randomest. Like, I remember the Imagine Dragons Kendrick Lamar year, but that one was really good somehow, just because Kendrick Lamar's so good.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like it's good in spite of the Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I feel like they just like throw shit at a wall and see what sticks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar is good.
Yes.
I agree.
We all agree.
Good, Tim.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Before we go too deep in, I should say we do have a voicemail from the one and only Jared Thompson from the Comedy Attic in beautiful.
We should have paired Jared up with someone weird for the voicemail in honor of the Grammys.
Tim, you can every once in a while chime in. Not do that. I would get a text about that. All right. Here are Jared's thoughts on... here's what I said to him. I said, we're doing an episode of the worst Grammy performances of all time. If you have any thoughts. So these are his thoughts on worst Grammy performances of all time.
What's up, guys? This week's It Went to Jared. The boys are going to be discussing worst moments in Grammy history. I did watch most of the Grammys last night, and it has definitely changed over the years. I remember, you know, there's been a lot of weird moments, and I've watched the Grammys most years, but I remember being like 12 or so when Milli Vanilli won, I think they won Best New Artist, but that night they also performed. And this, of course, is not the infamous Girl You Know It's, Girl You Know It's, Girl You Know It's moment, which I think was the MTV Music Video Awards, where their track got fucked up, like Tom's Welcome to the Jungle joke. And, of course, that started this whole thing where they were outed for lip-syncing, and it became, you know, we all found out that it was a sham, and, of course, the one dude killed himself later. So, really kind of a crazy-ass story, but I just remember, you know, back then there was, like, 20 channels. I mean, it was cable, but it was, like, new, so there wasn't that many channels. So if the Grammys were on, you were going to watch it. So I remember sitting there watching Milli Vanilli and thinking that it sounded, I remember very specifically wondering what was going on and talking to my mom about how weird it was that, you know, it didn't seem real. Like, it was a very odd moment that, of course, ended up later on it becoming true that they were lip-syncing that and the whole thing. And I think that's probably one of the, you know, craziest moments that I can remember in the history of the Grammys. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right, that was Jared, and now we're looking up the Milli Vanilli moments. One of them. I don't actually know which one we should listen to. What do you think, Mac Man?
We are going to listen to whatever I found.
Wait, hold on a second. So Jared was saying that he called it at 12. Right?
Yeah.
Man.
I believe that's right.
Guys had a finger on the pulse the entire time.
So this says 1989 Milli Vanilli at Grammys.
Okay.
Here are two former world-class breakdancers nominated for Grammys. Ooh. Who have become R. huge R. international R. stars with record sales in the millions. Well, girl, you know it's true. It can only mean Milli Vanilli.
I mean, what he's saying makes sense because they're moving a lot to be able to sing that well.
Yeah, this says even by lip sync standards, this performance was unconvincing. There are moments during the routine when the vocals on the audio track are playing and the group members are not holding their mics near their mouths. This candle
it
prompted,
did lay out look weird.
This candle prompted the Grammys organization to ask the group to return their award in November of 1990. In a recent interview, surviving member Fab Morvan said that while he and late member Rob Pilatus, who died of an overdose in 98, were not proud of what happened, he feels they were scrutinized for something that has become commonplace in music. I will agree a little bit with that, where it's like, that does happen more often than... Mm-hmm. They were, like, so famous for it, though.
Right, but wasn't it not them singing the songs?
That I don't know.
This is this one. Let's play another one. This one has way more views. This is called Lip Sync Fail with their actual singing voices. So maybe this will be a better...
Lip Sync Fail. Guy commits suicide.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
This has been a very dark episode. Much darker than I expected.
I wanted to die. It's tough, girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl. 80,000 people, girl, you know it's girl. You know, I couldn't repeat it 15 times. Girl, it got obvious still. So I stopped, I panicked, I ran upstairs.
So this is at the MTV.
Julie Brown used to work for MTV. Ran out.
And it was skipping, was what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Damn. That happened to them? It started skipping?
Yeah, and that was the guy talking about it.
Oh,
yeah, that was
kept
going, girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl.
That's
you
the
know
Welcome
it's...
to the Jungle thing that Jared was
talking
about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that was the VMAs?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, Jared. I was listening. I just, yeah, now I understand what he meant by the Welcome to the Jungle thing.
Yeah, but he's right on that Grammy. I see how, because I've never seen that Grammy thing before, but I see how even as like a 12-year-old, you're like, this seems fucked up.
Using a child's words.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have the mind of a child.
From the mouth of babes. Yeah.
A child of today. I mean, these millennial kids. Jeez.
Always spray painting.
What won't they say? You know.
Should we listen to the press conference?
Yes. If we have
the I got that.
Ever since One Night of Flowers came around.
Commercial?
I was like, this is an aggressive press conference.
Why are they talking about 1-800-Flowers?
Oh, man.
Guys, look this way.
This photo taken. There's now a white guy with them. They're looking.
Phone calls, oh, enormous rumors that you don't sing on the record. You have to lip sync in front of a 500 million people, right? If you don't lip sync right, it's like oil on a fire. So we freaked out.
Who told you this?
The record company and the producer.
You're working on a voice coach. You've got a voice coach. You also have a.
So they're saying that their producer told them to do it.
Right, but I'm pretty sure it's not them singing on the record. I'm almost positive about that. I could be wrong, but like the Ashley Simpson thing on Saturday Night Live, it was still her singing. She was just lip syncing to it, and she was like, well, they tell you to do that for TV, right? But I just don't think she could probably can't just sing, you know.
And the Robert Durst thing, he was innocent.
That's true.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. That is true.
Yeah.
Someone was lip syncing that stuff. What did they call it?
Yeah, the great lip sync fails. Ashley Simpson, Milli Vanilli, and Robert Durst.
Let's see. The real Carl,
you
behind.
Know it's. You're doing the Men in Black sugar guy.
Okay, so this is the real voices behind Milli Vanilli. Share their side of the lip sync scandal. There's a video, but I don't feel like clicking it right now. It says they were stripped of their Grammy. It was revealed that they hadn't sung a single note of their hit songs. So how do you even get to that level? Like, how do you get to a point where people are just doing everything for you, including the like not just songwriting, but the singing too. It's like how hot do you have to be?
I mean, those guys were pretty hot.
Were they really hot guys?
They were good dancers too.
Oh, I guess that's something.
Because they were like world. Remember, they were brought up as world renowned break dancers.
Man, I want to watch a documentary about them. That sounds tight. This is like Fyre Festival shit. Man,
if we can break it down for the kids and listen to this podcast.
Yes. It sounds lit to me.
The listeners might not know I got my wallet stolen recently.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst part was losing my Magnesis card. And I'm so worried that the thief is going to all the private events.
Getting very cheap courtside tickets. Yeah.
He was probably at the damn Grammys on my Magnesis card.
I actually had so I didn't get robbed, but I did lose my wallet on the way back from New Orleans on an airplane.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
Yeah,
Tom
lost
it.
His wallet like a
lost
coward.
Mine. Yeah,
a real man could have stolen.
And my pants ripped on a mountain this week.
Wait, you're kidding.
I swear to God.
Okay, so for context, I got lushed, which is a crime, where someone cuts a hole in your pants and steals your wallet.
But God did this to me.
And then the same things happened to you.
And the same thing happened to me within 2 weeks.
Wait, that is so funny.
I didn't even put that together.
We're like voodoo dolls of each other.
Yeah, wait. What podcast did this to us?
Wait, you were in New Orleans, home of voodoo.
Voodoo, you're right. Oh, my God. It's all coming together.
And I drank 2.5 of those voodoo daiquiris.
You did. And Tim did have a sinister look in his eyes all weekend.
What have you done?
Oh, no.
I noticed he had a lot of pins and needles.
That's because I was horny.
Oh, no. What's in a voodoo daiquiri?
Everclear and other stuff.
No.
Everclear and a lot of sugar.
That sounds very bad for you.
Dude, I drank 2.5 of them. I was out till 5. Don't know how I did it.
I don't know how he did this.
Everclear in it, then you shouldn't drink more than one.
It was so good.
He had 2.5 of them. And also, he bought me a Hurricane. And they were like, we went on this tour. Again, we'll probably talk more about this shit on the Patreon. But like, we went on this tour, this haunted tour that was bullshit. They talked a lot about vampire communities.
The vampire
communities.
But they were like, The guy, he at the beginning of the tour told us that we were going to go to a bar that supposedly people had taken pictures of ghosts there, but it was clear that it's just a stop. Like, he was like, I know people will want a drink in the middle of this. And so we took a 15-minute break at this bar. But before we did, he goes, now the next place we go, you will surely see spirits. And I, of course, knew he meant the bar.
Right.
Kim and Antonio were both like, what? Like, when he said they were going to the bar, I was like, yeah, we're going to you call alcohol spirits. But this bar has good hurricanes because they layer the drink and you can't drink it all. Like, you can't put your straw at different points. Like, there's another place that's like famous for hurricanes in New Orleans, but it's like a machine makes it. It's like kind of pre-made mix shit. He's like, they make them handmade at this place. Sure enough, the lady just takes out a jug and pours it into my thing.
Yeah.
And I took the first like four sips of this were decent. The fifth sip tasted like I was going to throw. Like, it tasted like throw up. It was so gross.
Oh, wow.
So I just like sat down a $9 drink and I was like, I can't do this. But that same thing, Tim was like, I'm going to have 2.5 of these Everclear drinks.
I loved them.
And then Melinda had 2 of those hurricanes.
Yeah, Melinda was fucked up. Also, they had to add the Civic Theater where Tom did his set onto the ghost tour because of all the booze during his set. Used his own joke against him.
Son of a bitch.
You Milli Vanilli fuck.
Oh, man. Somehow, same thing happened to me that happened to you, but God did it.
Yeah, that is really funny. All right, let's play this video called The Most Awkward Grammy Moments Ever and see if anything funny happens.
This podcast, it makes me LOL.
Damn.
So this is Justin Bieber and his little brother. And the brother's not smiling. This is not funny. Oh, there's not going to be anything going on in this.
If it starts with Bieber, it's not going anywhere good.
Okay, wait. Pharrell Williams' awkward speech in 2015. Let's see how this does.
Okay.
Just going to play music over the whole thing. Okay, good. Well, if you want a video
how many likes and dislikes does it have?
6 million views.
Yeah.
44,000 likes, 7,000 dislikes.
Me.
Well, that's not great.
That's fine, I guess.
Pretty good.
Oh, wow. But according to Loom Geek, none of these are awkward. They're either bold, rude, cute, or unlucky.
Cute?
I want to hang out with Loom Geek.
You gotta meet. Hey, if you're Loom Geek, tweet at us.
Loom Geek.
Oh, I'm sorry, Loom Geek. There's a couple more. There's one on Facebook that I don't know if you want to pull it up or I can pull it up. Let's see here. It's from Aaron Weininger. It's Metallica Lady Gaga clip, but I have to, if you want to go to the Facebook and click, okay, cool. Let's see here. I also want to play the Nicki Minaj.
Gaga's wearing a Metallica shirt. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Wild stuff.
I'm gonna call you so I can beat your ass.
Oh, no. Chopped out, doused in the gasoline, the hard times going timeless. I'll fall for the city destruction going viral. You're falling, but you think you're flying high, high again. So just so. Sound great.
Yeah.
The fake stage mosh pit looks very much like Jesus Christ Superstar Live, if anyone saw that. But
I did.
Let's see. Clorox Bleach writes, the people running this show should drink bleach. So
wait, the actual?
It says the name's Clorox Bleach. I mean, I don't know why somebody would make that up, you know?
Mm-hmm. I saw you up there singing with Metallica. I thought, you're so fucking ugly.
So, like, I still haven't seen Star Is Born, but she's, like, supposed to not be attractive in that, right?
You're supposed to not be attractive. I gave up my daddy's farm to do this podcast with you.
Oh, no.
People at home are having a good time. Me and Tim haven't seen the film. let's see. This is a bad vibe, right? This really pissed me off. They did that on purpose.
They've got a bad vibe.
Hey, bad vibe? I don't like your vibe. people are saying that this is bad for metal. The fake pit on stage is one of the most cringe things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, total cringe.
Apparently the band looks angry on stage. I didn't see that.
They always look angry.
They're Metallica. Aren't they supposed to look mad?
Metallica, smile more.
Metallica, be better.
Oh, yeah. This is... Oh, Jesus.
I saw that Metallica movie in theaters. Kind of monster. Remember that? The movie where they go to therapy?
Yeah. The least metal thing you can do. I'm just so mad. Well, why don't you write a song about it? I already have, and it doesn't help.
We wrote a whole album called Saint Anger, a very cool title.
Very cool title for a mediocre album. And then we sued Napster.
That's true.
Some kind of monster. Is that movie about Dick Cheney?
No, that's Vice.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I get easily confused.
Wait, hold on. I got one. Some Kind of Monster. Is that movie about Wreck-It Ralph 2 Breaks the Internet?
Hmm? Is he a monster?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think you get it, Tim.
Wait. Some Kind of Little Monster. That's about people who are fans of Lady Gaga and Metallica.
Hey, there we go.
Aren't they called
now
Little Monsters?
Little Monsters.
No, it's not funny, but it sure puts it all together.
Oh, man.
I still think mine was really good.
Let's see here. I want to listen to... I want to play this Nicki Minaj one. So hand me that cable, daddy-o.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start calling you daddy-o.
All right.
How's the year of the bubble tea going, Tommy? Have we talked about that on the show?
Pretty good. I've had three.
This is not a great year.
That's good. That's more than one a month.
More than one a month, baby. That's all it takes. If I have 15 bubble teas this year, you owe me $20.
Wait, what?
Yep.
That's the deal.
Oh, we should talk about you guys' weight loss challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think this will be an interesting thing to follow up with through the
Yeah, I started
podcast.
By losing my wallet.
Can't afford any food.
Hey, what's in your wallet? I don't know, because I don't have it.
Ask the guy who took it.
Did that guy buy anything?
I spent like $300 at a liquor store and bought 4 monthly passes for the MTA.
Damn, at least we know this guy parties. At least not some nerd who stole your wallet. Wouldn't you be bummed if it was like, guy steals your wallet, spends it all at the library?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'd like to rent a book, please.
And then turn it in very late and then pay the late fees.
He's in there talking loud because he's like a badass that just stole a wallet.
Hey, can I buy your books?
Yeah. They're like, shh. And he's like, I'm Tommy McNamara. I do what I want in the library.
Oh,
and
God.
They're like, we rue Tommy McNamara. Is that a book lawyer? So you guys are doing a challenge of sorts.
Yeah.
Me and you have skin in this game.
Yeah, I have. Me and Tommy have skin in the game, too.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear what you guys' skin in this game. Mine is that I'm going to, if Tim loses 30 pounds by, was it Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to take him to a steak dinner at Peter Luger's.
Yep.
Where he has a $70 maximum.
Which I think will get you a drink.
That is fine.
And then if I... if I don't lose 30 pounds, I have to give Tom $100.
Yes. which I told him he didn't have to do, but he said he needed that motivation. So there
and
you
then
go.
My dad told me that he doesn't believe in me and he knows I will fail. So he said, he goes, you're going to fail and you suck. So I'll give you, he goes, so if you do it, I will give you $100 just to give it to you. And I know this is safe. That's what he said to me. And then Tommy and I, what's our deal, Tommy?
I don't really remember.
So
I vaguely remember, but it was money related, wasn't it?
Yeah, we can talk about how much you weigh off the pot. But by Cinco de Mayo, you have to have lost 30 pounds, and yes. I have to have lost 30 pounds.
And then you're even.
Right. But if one of us doesn't do it, we owe the other one $100.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And if neither of you do it, you have to trade $100.
Yes, right. Yes, we have to.
Yeah. I'm going to counterfeit mine. I mean, now, I'm going to earn it with my job.
You don't have a job.
Earlier, Tommy was like, we should have Tim on the podcast tonight, but he also needs a job.
That's true. Those are two things I thought were both true.
I want to hear about your updates so far on the weight loss. So we started this on the 5th of February, and today, not to peek too hard under the old...
Well, we have said it's the day after the Grammys a bunch of times.
And true. We also are all under a big blanket while recording this.
It's fun. It's like a fort.
So today's the 11th. What, have you been weighing yourself daily?
Nope.
Oh, good.
No, I haven't weighed myself at all.
Have you? What changes have you made?
We went to a movie yesterday, yes. And so I had a soda and a popcorn at the movie.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, all I had eaten... is chili, and all I had drank is water and coffee. And on Saturday, I had 12 vodka sodas, or on Friday, I had 12 vodka sodas.
That seemed to be most of your plan. I asked you how you were going to lose weight, and he just said vodka sodas.
Yeah. Well, and I'm only drinking one day a week now.
All right. Do you want some of this margarita?
No.
All right.
Too much sugar, Tom.
Yeah, that's true. 30 pounds.
I also tried to get breakfast with Tim the other day, and he said, I'm just going to eat hot dogs.
I was 10 chili, in the morning. Chili also encompasses chili dogs, apparently.
It does. But I was so hungover, I couldn't leave to get breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've been doing Weight Watchers.
Yes. Yes.
With a big group of male comedians who are all...
Do you have to pay to do Weight Watchers?
Yeah. You have to pay for the app.
How much is it?
That's 20 a month.
$20 a month? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I was thinking about getting into that, but I might as well, if it's $20 a month, I might as well just sign up
for
the gym.
Yeah, you'd be down $60. Well, no, I keep telling you, you can go to the gym with me for free.
Oh, well, I'll probably just do that.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't even know why you're trying to get me to go to the gym with you. You have skin in this game.
Because I'm trying to get him to lift weights. Ooh. So he gains weight.
Oh, shit.
Let's listen to this Nicki Minaj business. But hey, if you want to get some skin in the game... You donate to the Patreon.
That's pretty good.
Every donation is 1 pound lost. Yeah.
Send you a pound of his weight.
I'll do this. I'll straight up do this. If I get 10%, no. If I get 20% of it, you put up a $50 tier. If I don't hit the 30 pounds, people can slap me as hard as they want in the chest.
I'm going to do that anyways.
That's true. Tom knows I'll let people pay to hit me in this.
And this also, is a weird thing of yours.
Yeah.
And also, we will send you a $50 tier, which will be Tim crying when he loses all the money from not getting, he loses all his weight.
Yeah.
Got his ass.
Thank you.
This is Nicki Minaj's. Oh, Roman Holiday.
I feel pretty. I feel pretty and witty. I slay and I pity any girl with me to stare.
I think she's doing this on purpose a little bit, but it's still bad. So she's singing like that, and then there's a priest attached to her. He's like cringing a bunch. Now it goes to a video.
Not well.
Epic fail. Total
he's sick.
Fail.
We didn't know where else to turn. Come in, Father.
Where is the child?
What the?
It's upstairs.
This is like a weird video that's leading to an exorcism, and then it's Nicki. But I'm gonna skip one. It's gonna jump to. So right now Nicki's like a strapped to a bed. performing.
It's hype, you suck at life, you don't want around me. Worship the queen and the mic. Keep it real, these chicks can't wipe my anyway, stab this book at Bagari. I am the ultimate Bengali.
He's greasing. He's like very bad. You guys have to watch this video. It's scary.
It's very surprising. I always think it's crazy when they censor themselves on the fly.
Right. But she does it with like a.
Yeah.
This is bad so far. I want to see how it ends. It's free now. From the exorcism.
Is her hair changed?
Yellow.
Oh, yeah, I was like that before.
By yellow, I mean blonde.
I love those yellow hair. They want to be smoking a couple of O's. They want the outline. I get them a goatee.
That was weird.
That
There's
sucked.
There's no comments on here, which is what I like to see.
Hashtag epic
But this is on
fail.
Daily Motion because the stupid Grammys don't let you use YouTube. All right, so that was Nicki Minaj. I think that's the worst one we've seen so far.
Yep, that was unpleasant.
Yeah, I did not enjoy that. But hey, if you enjoyed it, that's your business. let's see here. There was one more that I have that I thought was worth talking about. We don't need to watch it necessarily because... If you listen to it, you have to watch it. But if you listen to it, it's just Bob Dylan playing.
So
but,
we don't have to watch it necessarily, but you have to watch it.
No, I meant you don't need to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Watch your mouth, Tim. you're not going to lose a lot of weight eating your shoe like this.
Ooh.
My shoe is low in carbs, bitch.
Wait. You don't have a bread bowl around your shoes?
I did buy my shoes at Panera.
yeah, so the last
I've heard
one...
of You Pick Two, but You Pick Shoe?
Damn.
So at the 1998 Grammys, Bob Dylan performed while a man with the word soy bomb painted on his chest storms onto stage and just starts dancing really crazily.
The soy bomb guy looked like Michael Stipe.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. So a visibly concerned Dylan continues to play and sing as the uninvited guest, who is an actual legitimate performance artist named Michael Portnoy, offered his eerie, unsolicited dance moves. That's how I feel like people think of my dance moves.
Eerie,
these are unsolicited,
unsolicited
yeah. and eerie.
Isn't Portnoy the last name of Jack Black's character in Tropic
School
Thunder?
I don't know, actually.
That's a very common name. Mm. You've got Portnoy's Complaint. You've got the Barstool guy's name is Portnoy.
Oh, I've never seen Barstool.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem like you love Barstool.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, guys. I think we've covered pretty much everything we need to here, but I do want
to covered all of the Grammys.
All of them have been covered. All the stuff that we can show on finding it. And also, Tommy needs to run to a show, but I think we've also done our due diligence here.
God, I hope I get into this bar.
You don't have your passport.
No.
Oh, fuck. I had to use my passport everywhere.
Wear your pants that have the hole in them.
Do you think I should bring them?
Yeah, and say that some guy cut your wallet out of your pants on your way there.
So you're saying you should wear the pants that have a hole in them?
Wear the pants.
All right, well, then.
No, bring them separately.
Wait, does this
hold
bar.
Up the pants.
Does this bar hold your ID at the bar if you open a tab?
I'm not going to open it. I'm just worried about getting in. I'm not going
to. No, I'm saying if the bar holds your ID, some bars hold your ID when they open.
Oh, so
you
can be like,
tab.
Oh, they have my ID at the bar.
They have my ID at
it's
the
not
bar.
A I don't think it's a busy enough bar unless you went in
Fuck.
During the show.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, shit. Well, I hope you get in, buddy. Hey, guys, thoughts and prayers for Tommy.
Yeah.
And if you have any Grammys moments that we left out here, send them in to us. Our Twitter is at StandByYourBandPod, I believe, and Instagram at StandByYourBand. It gets confusing. We also have at StandByYourBand or StandByYourBandPod at gmail.com that you can send shit in. I need to check that more often. And Oh yeah, you have a password to that too. We need to check that more often.
Yeah.
You should do a listener's questions thing that they can send into the email, and then you do that as a Patreon.
Oh, there we go. That's a good point. Yeah. We will.
Your
do that.
First idea.
Now that I don't
I've
work
been
on the
on
radio
five
anymore,
times.
I will have more time to respond to shit. Guys, thanks for listening. Tim, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Actually, wait, this is coming out this week.
Yeah, it should be
on the 20th of February in Chicago at the Empty Bottle.
Yes.
They're doing a memorial show that raises money for Dave Metz's scholarship foundation.
Yes.
Dave Metz is a good buddy of mine that passed away, and it's $10 tickets, and they're selling shirts for $20, and all the money goes to his charity. So if you're in Chicago and you want to check that out, it's at the Empty Bottle at 9 p.m. on the 20th of February. There's like three bands, Joe McMahon, Dale, and myself are on the show. I think it's going to be really fun. It'll be a really fun, crazy fucking time. So
yes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the date again?
2/20, okay. February 20th at 9 p.m. At the Empty Bottle.
So go to that.
And the Empty Bottle is a rad fucking...
Yeah, it's very
it's
cool
one
venue.
One of my favorite concert venues.
Yeah, it's a very cool bar, very cool venue. Go to that. I'm looking at my schedule here. Hey, February 22nd, come to the Barjo Wet Cash. I can't remember what.
Hey, I'll come to that.
Come to that. I canceled there. On them last time, so I feel like I owe them a plug.
Wait, is it the Wet Cash here or in Chicago?
It's here.
Oh, well, then I won't be there.
I'll definitely like tweet about it, or Google it or something. But and then I'll be in. I will be in Las Vegas at the Comedy Cellar March 4th through the 10th. Come to that. I could use friends who are.
We have a big announcement.
Vegas.
Also,
we also have a huge announcement.
What?
March 14th will be our next Stand By Your Band Live.
The
once again,
100th episode. Spectacular.
Oh no!
Oh no! Robert Durst just showed up. So it'll be our 100th episode.
We are going to lip sync the whole thing.
We would love to see you there. We're going to have some of our favorites from the show on that very episode. The last one was super fun. We're going to actually also put out like a little sizzle reel of that one at some point. But come to this one. Last one packed out, so get tickets early. I believe the link is already up at Union Hall's website. They're right now, I'm pretty sure it's $7 to get a ticket. It's going to go up.
Damn, that's cheap as fuck.
So, and it last one, Tim, you were there for one before.
I was there for the one before. It was fun as hell.
And the most recent one, I would say, even more fun. So, you know, get a ticket for that. We'd love to see you. Check out Tommy's shit on his website, TommyMcNamara.com. And you know what, guys? Keep it crispy.
Bye.